Meditation is just the silent mind being aware. Make a note of this, silent mind being aware. Aware of what? Of what is going on within our form and mind. And to see clearly the truth of the Buddha's teaching, which is Paticca-samuppada, or the truth of dependent origination, clearly. And finally, to see things as they are, via the direct seeing. So this code is very beautiful and very important. So we have to develop the understanding. Okay, I will write it down so that you can see it more clearly on the whiteboard. So first thing first, meditation. So meditation is basically equals to the silent mind aware. So this is the first thing you have to understand. So if your silent mind can be aware, then that is the beginning of meditation. Then the next thing is aware of what? Yeah? Aware of. So first is to be aware of what is going on within your form and mind. Plus, to see the truth of dependent origination. To see the truth of dependent origination, or Paticca-samuppada. And this one is basically the 12 links. Then the last one is to see things as they are, via the direct seeing. All these are very important pointers to develop understanding. So here, as you can see, I had to highlight all the important words. First is silent mind. Silent mind being aware. So to be aware is to be mindful before the knowing, before the perception, before the aggregates of mind arise. So aware is just that pure awareness before the knowing. That is what sati is all about. So this one you can say is being aware is to be in the state of sati. Okay? Then after that, aware of what? Aware of what is going on within your form and mind. Okay? Then the next one is to see the truth of Paticca-samuppada, or dependent origination, means to put it to test, to witness it, to confirm that our mind function in that manner. The whole of the Paticca-samuppada, the 12 links, you can see them when you are mindful, when you are aware. Then when you see them, you understand clearly how you function as a human being. Then when you understand how you function as a human being, you start to develop understanding of who you are, what you are. And why the Buddha said this five aggregate of form and mind is not what you are. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity. It doesn't belong to you. It has the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. So all this you will understand when you are able to see clearly the truth of Paticca-samuppada functioning within your own form and mind. That's why I say you will be able to witness and understand not only how you function as a human being, how your mind stir, how you become emotional, fearful, unhappy, how you develop insecurity, then how you become like lack of confidence. How you develop all the like and dislike. How your mind still and react to sense experience. All this, you will see them. And when you see them, you start to understand how you become like that. How fear arise, how emotion arise. How all the various mind states that condition you into negativity arise. How your wrong thought arise. And they mainly spring forth from the egoic mind, Sakya Ditti. So this egoic mind is the main culprit. So this one, the egoic mind, is born of Sakya Ditti or self-delusion. And because of self-delusion, we believe we exist. When we believe we exist, then the personality arises. So this self-delusion gives rise to the ego, the personality, which is the I, the me, and the mind. So these three entities condition us to grasp, cling, and hold. This is how one become possessive, selfish, violent, emotional, fearful. They come from this personality. So because of this personality, because we believe we exist, this self-delusion, it conditions our three evil roots. So this one condition the three evil roots. So this is greed, hatred, and delusion. The three evil roots, as the word indicates, they are the root of all evil, make a being evil. And these evil roots are responsible for your wrong thought, the arising of wrong thought. So from here, it conditions wrong thought. And what are wrong thoughts? Wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your suffering. And basically, this is what they call your fear, your worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, etc. You see, all of your emotional negativity, insecurity, your selfishness, your craving, your desire, they all fall within here. So wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your negative tendency. So this is basically negative tendency. So this one, the negative tendency, are the one that condition suffering. That's why to recognize wrong thought is very easy. Whenever you have this negative tendency or emotional negative tendency, means whenever you are not happy and not peaceful, the evil roots are there, the wrong thoughts are there. So thought that condition your suffering, which are all this, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, then your selfishness, your craving, your desire, your emotional negativity, all this constitute wrong thought. So recognizing wrong thought is very important because this one, the list is very long. Insecurity, phobia, scars of memory, everything is within here. Whatever you accumulate and hold on within your brain, your views, your opinion, your belief system, your tradition, everything is inside here. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. Yeah, this negative tendency comes from your memory, your conditioning, your belief system, your tradition, your conditioning, everything that you hold on since the time you are born until now. You can be conditioned by a lot of things. The environment you are in, the education you are exposed to, the people who bring you up, your guardians, your parents, or whatever. Then you can be conditioned by the social media, the news that you read or you hear of. Then you're conditioned by the religious teaching that people teach to you, or your particular race, the tradition that you hold on to, because you are born into that family that hold on to that particular religious belief or racial division. So all this is what memory is all about. And our memory, accumulation of all this, your phobia, your insecurity. Of course, there are also some happy moments. That's why memory, your accumulated experiences, good and bad, they are all here. But most people tend to hold on to negative memories, psychological memory. That's why they develop phobia, they develop fear, they develop insecurity. Sometimes they have panic attack. And all these are so powerful. They continue to haunt you until you develop what they call depression or depressive tendency. That's why suicidal thought, everything. Just now when we were having dinner, I think Pama Suri said they lock you up in China through movement control for 80 over days, almost 3 months. That one can make you cuckoo. And not only that, now they come out with the research, the long COVID. They also can bring about suicidal tendency to people who has long COVID. Well, long COVID is also, they recognize one of the human mental issue or problems. So understanding the Dhamma does help. It can help you understand why you become afflicted, why you become the way you are, so trapped in emotion, fear, worry, anxiety. And all these are wrong thoughts. That's why in the Buddhist teaching, the Buddha taught us to have right view, to arise the right thought, not to hold on to all this. The moment these are there, your condition, your suffering. Well, what are wrong thoughts? Thought that condition your suffering, your misery, your insecurity, your fear, your phobia, your evil roots, the selfishness, everything. Then you become possessive, violent, aggressive, violent. Violent is a very dangerous personality. When a person is violent, he can create havoc. So just from a simple quote, unique Dhamma quote number 3, we write here. So this one is unique Dhamma number 3 on meditation. So as a revision, remind yourself, what is meditation? Basically, to meditate is to do what? What is this word? To develop the silent mind, to be aware at the sound. That's why it's equal to the silent mind being aware. That is what meditation is all about. This is awareness-based meditation. Not to look for things, not to cling on to things, not to use the thought to actively create more thinking or verbalize or chatter inside that. Because awareness-based meditation is to develop the inner awareness to stabilize it, leading to heedfulness. That's why it has to be done with understanding. It means when you understand what is meditation, then you can do it properly and correctly. So this understanding is very important. That's why the four support is relax, maintain awareness for as long as you can, then trust. Yeah. So basically, the definition revolves around all these things. From the four support is spin off. Then the third code is to let you understand that to meditate, you need to use the silent mind. And this is also your true mind, Anasana. Silent means what? What do you mean by silent? It doesn't mean you don't talk that is silent. No, no more silent. That one is keep quiet, though. Shh, don't talk. But your mind inside there is still chattering, understand? Verbalizing, creating a lot of havoc with it. That's why you cannot be silent. To be silent is not only not to talk. You have to completely without verbalization and chattering inside. Means the whole mind become quiet, silent, still. That is what sati is. When you are silent without thought, you immediately aware. The reason why you are not aware is because you create thinking. You are lost in thought. So this understanding is very, very vital, very important. And this is the pointer that you need to understand before you can do it. Otherwise, you cannot do it. That's why when you meditate, you just relax and maintain awareness. And the moment you are silent without thinking, you are already aware. So no need to do anything. That's why there is no doer inside there. That's why I always advise you, don't try to do anything. Don't try to know. Well, the knowing is always by the thought. The doer is always by the thought, creating thought-based verbalization, chattering, or thought-based meditation. And when thought is active, how can you be in the state of sati or mindfulness? You can't. That's why the real awareness-based meditation is the opposite of what people do. The thought-based verbalization, chattering, labeling, noting, focusing, concentration, doing, a lot of doing. Like there's a meditator inside there. So who meditate? The thought meditate. How can the thought meditate to realize something that is beyond thought, beyond mind? You can't. So wake up to all this understanding so that you will not become gullible, so that you will not fall for the traditionally believed type of thought-based meditation. Then being aware of what? The silent mind being aware of what? Aware of what is going on. Means don't do anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just being aware. Then you will understand what happened within your own form and mind. How your form and mind develop the heedless thinking. How it's conditioned into emotion. How it react to sense experience. How you become what you are because of the stirring of your mind based on delusion, avijja. That's why the paticca samuppada, you will see it. Because after you observe silently, then you will know what is going on within your own form and mind. Then after that, you can see the truth of paticca samuppada.